In a place where tensions generally run high, these are unusually tense times in the Mideast. Israeli police have arrested 6 people in connection with last week's brutal murder of a Palestinian teenager. Mohammed Abu Qader, who was 16, was abducted and burned to death. That was soon after the discovery of the bodies of 3 kidnapped Israeli teenagers in the West Bank. Qader's killing set off days of rioting in Palestinian neighborhoods in the West Bank and Jerusalem. Earlier, I spoke with Shira Frankel, Middle East correspondent with BuzzFeed, and she said the suspects in the Palestinian teen's death are apparently connected with a well-known group of right-wing Israeli soccer hooligans.
The Bitar Jerusalem soccer team is very popular in Israel. It has a lot of fans, but within those fans, there's a very small group called La Familia. And I don't really think it's any coincidence that they chose the name of La Familia with those kind of mafia undertones. They're known as a very hardcore, very extreme sort of core fandom within that soccer league who go to games and chant all sorts of racist slogans. For a long time, the Bitar Jerusalem soccer team only had Jewish players, and they were really proud of that. They exulted in the fact that they were an all-Jewish team. And in 2013, when the team did decide to bring on 2 Muslim Chechenian players, the first game they played, they unfurled a slogan talking about the pure Jewish race, which of course to many people recalled some of the Nazi slogans. They made those players' life an absolute hell and rioted to the point where they set fire to the team manager's office. So these core group of fans are well known to police. They've acted out in the past. They've acted out specifically against Arabs and Palestinians. And it actually came as a surprise to very few people that they would be tied to this murder.
Although it's surprising to me, and I imagine a lot of our listeners, you know, whether they're called La Familia or hooliganism around the world is known as, you know, the people who carry it out as ultras, they can be pretty brutal. So Israel's got its own group of ultras.
Exactly. And these people, the 6 people who were arrested, already had police files. And their names were well known. One of the police officers that I spoke to yesterday in an off-record briefing said, I'm surprised they didn't do this sort of thing before. They had it in them. They came from a sort of ideology and a way of thinking where this is, you know, acting out against Palestinians, taking matters into your own hands was the way to handle things. And he said, we're lucky that this didn't happen sooner. And now that it's happened, we need the full weight of the law brought against them.
So with the murder of those 3 Israeli teenagers, I mean, that drama had Israel absolutely riveted. What's been the reaction among Israelis to what appears now to be a revenge killing, possibly by these soccer hooligans?
There's a range, there's a spectrum of how Israelis are responding to this. There's quite a few who say, oh, you know, this revenge killing is a group of extreme religious, you know, fanatics, and they have nothing to do with us, and they don't represent us, and they're such a small, little, extreme minority of Israel, and so on and so forth. And then there are others who say this should be a time of reckoning for Israel, this should be a time of reckoning for both Israelis and Palestinians, and to look at sort of their leadership, to look at the lack of a peace process and say, is this where this leads us? Is this where this road goes?
And if this is a hopeful, soul-searching moment, is it also a moment for Israelis to worry about, you know, ultras taking the law into their own hands now?
Yes, very much. And today in the Israeli city of Bet Shemesh, which is just south of Jerusalem, I met with a group of those hardcore fans. And when I asked them, you know, has this caused you to reconsider your positions? They said, absolutely not. We hope this is the first of many. These guys represent us and what we think. And we think that Arabs have killed us for long enough. And us, by they meant Jews. And we're quite proud of their actions. They showed very little remorse or very little concern for what was happening. And in fact, seemed almost bolstered, I would say, by the very grisly murder of Mohammed Abu Qader.
Yeah, well, it feels like tit for tat now. There's been another round of violence between Israel and the Gaza Strip in recent days. Palestinian militants are firing rockets into Israel, and the Israeli military has carried airstrikes in Gaza. I mean, where is all this headed, Shira?
You know, the fears on the ground are that it's heading nowhere good. A friend I spoke with in Gaza just a few hours ago said that people there are already preparing for another full-on Israeli offensive. I think people on both sides are hoping it doesn't go that far, at least not again. But there's a great deal of concern that that's exactly where this is heading.
Shira, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Shira Frankel, Middle East correspondent with BuzzFeed there, speaking with me from Jerusalem.